Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Do you ever wonder what happens when you die? My calling, as I call it, a journey into the life and death experiences of patients in an ICU, as seen through the eyes of a nurse by Cleta Cranford, will give the reader real and exciting stories of the life and death experiences of critically ill patients in an ICU. Cleta is a wife, mother, grandmother, and nurse from Central North Carolina who loved Jesus with all her heart. She and her husband enjoy traveling, are blessed to have taken several short-term mission trips as well as medical mission trips, and traveling for pleasure as well as business. This book was written at the request of fellow healthcare workers, and Cleta's desire is to share Jesus with everyone. Cleta Cranford, author of My Calling, As I Call It, A Journey into the Life and Death Experiences of Patients in an ICU, as seen through the eyes of a nurse, is our guest on This Week in America. Cleta, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, yes, it's my pleasure, Rick. How are you?
I am doing fine and looking forward to our conversation. This really is a book well written, and you've really done a nice job in capturing what happens, what we maybe think about but don't really know for sure what goes on. And I sort of mentioned that people were encouraging you to write this book. That's one thing, but to actually sit and write it. What was your inspiration to write My Calling, As I Call It?
Well, I guess the book had always been somewhere within me, in my journaling, along my nursing career. But I guess it came to a head when my 45th retirement celebration, several of my colleagues wanted me to write the book after they heard some of my stories. And I thought, oh, I can't write the book. They'll have to kill me to publish it. But anyway, I did. A few years later, I kept thinking about it, got started on it. It took me 4 years.
Amazing. What was it like, that process and going back? You mentioned you journaled, so you sort of had an outline as you were starting this process. But what was it like going back and reliving some of these memories? I'm sure some were happy memories. I'm sure some were sad memories. What was that experience like going back and reliving these stories?
Well, most of them were happy memories. And some of them, my heart felt for the people. But yet, you know, you felt it was a good feeling to know that a person's life has been worthwhile and they get to die with satisfaction. So I guess that accounts for the word death scares so many of us. But that's because we just don't know what it's like. And the people that died and came back, oh, the stories they had to tell about how wonderful it was. And then, of course, I had one story included where the gentleman didn't come back. He went to hell. He got to see hell. And he decided he would come back. That was because his mother's prayers were at work in this earth. And he thought, I pulled him back from death. Now, when he died, what I said was, he had been my patient before. And I had shared with him the gospel. He said he wasn't interested, but he would call me when he'd get concerned about it, and I would share again. Still wasn't ready for it. But he came in this time and died. He was ready. After he came back from hell, he was ready to accept the gospel and accept Jesus Christ. Wasn't much witnessing that had to be done there.
Well, it's interesting that what you do in the ICU really has an impact on people. In this case, a life-altering impact that you're talking about that. And you saw near-death experiences on a frequent basis, but you would see that. Talk about that, because we hear about that. Most of us, it's never happened. We don't know if that's actually true or not. You actually have seen it. What are your thoughts on the near-life experiences? I'm sure you learned a lot by getting their recollection of what happened when they were gone.
Well, it's quite an experience, but if you have several of them, you get to where you kind of expect it sometimes. But I guess the main thing is realizing that death is just like any other phase of life, and that heaven is real and the journey can be wonderful. Hell is real too, and the journey can be not so wonderful. So I guess in a way, since it is another phase of life, we just accept it as that.
With us on the program is Cleta Cranford. That's Cleta Cranford, Cranford. I'll give you that if you're going to Google information. Book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, ZulonPress.com. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cleta, when you wrote this book, what was the main goal for the reader to achieve from reading the book? What do you hope the takeaway is after they read My Calling, as I call it?
Well, I hope it, in some respects, I hope it would alleviate some of our fear of death. One thing I've noticed about these patients that did have an out-of-body experience, went to heaven, came back, it removed all fear of death. They were so at peace with the topic that is something that I didn't count on, except when a gentleman I knew that did it, and his daughter later let me talk to him, and he did declare that he was not afraid to die again.
That's certainly a valuable lesson that comes from Cleta's book, My Calling, as I call it, A Journey into the Life and Death Experiences of Patients in an ICU, as seen through the eyes of a nurse. Cleta Cranford, our guest and the author of the book. Book available, the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the conversation here. What knowledge do you wish to impart to the reader? And I think you've talked about some of that already here. The obvious where death is part of life and it's not to be feared. But what do you hope the knowledge is we take away when we hear your stories, when we read your stories in your book?
Well, I hope it will give them hope. That's the main thing right there. There's so much going on in our world today, and we feel so hopeless on many situations. And I believe this book will give them hope. Not only that, I think it will give them a lot of comfort. I also feel like the people need to know that just who they are, that you are more than what you think you are, that you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. Some people don't think of anything except just what they see. And if they can get to know that they do have a spirit, get to know they have a soul, which is their mind, will, and emotions. And then, of course, we all know we have a body. They can understand maybe a little bit more about why we were created and what we're here for. Sometimes we don't realize how much thinking through our mind has to do with our things we do, our actions, and our emotions. Sometimes we don't realize that our emotions are so important. They are wonderful. They give us a lease on life, but we're not to trust our emotions. We're to think and let them lead us with God's help. And most people don't think about thinking. They don't even think about what they're thinking. And I've tried to bring that through in the book so that they'd have a lot less emotional problems.
And you do that so well. If someone said, geez, that's a book about, she's an ICU nurse, she sees death, she sees injury, I'm not sure that would be valuable for me to read, but there, as you're going through this list, there are really a lot of positive aspects to the book, isn't there?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, there is. Getting to know oneself, getting to know your abilities and not many things that aren't your abilities is so important for a person to know. And to know that we have a God that loves us so much, that gives us so much every day, gives us so much directions. Well, we're surrounded, it says, by angels that's ready to do whatever he has proclaimed for them to do. And so I really feel like it would be a great encouragement for people that are so desperate, maybe the depressed, the desperate, the people that don't have anything they feel like to live for. It gives them a hope.
You know, it's interesting. We all go through complex situations in life. It's a series of ups and downs. And your book would be so helpful for someone who would start reading it to find answers, couldn't they? Couldn't they find some answers into the complexity of life, maybe do some introspection along the way and finish the book a better person?
Oh, yes, yes. And that is my hope and my desire, is to see people read the book, realize there's something more. There's always something more. And turn their life over to the Lord and let Him take over their life and direct it. That's probably the main thing right there.
What's it like when people read the book and maybe people you know that comment, you know, I wasn't real sure what I would think of this book, but it really has changed my way of thinking, of looking at life. What's it like when people go through that process?
Well, sometimes they email me or they send me a letter or note or something about how much the book helped them. Sometimes they let me know by their behavior or whatever. It's been really interesting to see people's reaction to the book. I was not expecting that. I wrote the book because I felt like I needed to. I wrote the book because I really felt the Lord wanted me to. I wrote the book to proclaim His word and to show people the way to get started on a trip with Him. So I wasn't expecting some of the side ventures that have come from the book. People telling me, well, you really made me think of it differently. You really made me think of the Lord differently. A lot of people just don't really know the Lord personally or have a slight knowledge of Him. I think it leads them into a deeper walk with the Lord.
And talk about what that's been like for you. I know that we talked as we were arranging the program, and you've had an ongoing battle with cancer. You've had issues that you've had to deal with in your life, yet you've got a smile on your face. You're out there helping other people with what you do, an example from your life and with this book. How has this helped you get through your ups and downs of life, the complexities of your life?
I don't know that the book helped me. Because in writing it, it was like I was going through another disease myself, because there's so much to writing a book. But after I got the book written, I really felt like the Lord smiled on it. And I feel like He has given me a peace about it, and that peace is so valuable. And then when I hear how it's helped others, oh, that makes my heart rejoice.
And it is helping others. The reviews have been excellent. The book is My Calling, As I Call It, A Journey into the Life and Death Experiences of Patients in an ICU, is seen through the eyes of a nurse. The nurse is Cleta Cranford and our guest on the program. Cranford is Cranford. If you're looking it up, the book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ZoolinePress.com, all of the usual places, and we'll, of course, have that on our website. With the success that you've had with this, the way that you've been able to tell these stories and to encourage other people to take a look at their life and understand there's more to maybe than what we think there is as we go through our daily struggles, are you thinking about another book?
Ooh, that I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
What was the experience like writing this? I think you said it took you a while to write all of the stories, and you mentioned going through, it's, you know, somebody says write a book, and you think, yeah, I'll write a book. That's the easy part, isn't it? Deciding to do it. It's actually going through and telling the stories. What was that like in picking and choosing the stories, how you place them in the book, writing the story to get the most emphasis to encourage people the best? What was the whole process like, not just the writing, but the whole process of writing and positioning the different stories?
Well, after I had written the book, I asked my grandson, I said, what do you do when you get a book and you want to read it? How does it touch you? He said, oh, if I don't find it interesting the first few pages, I don't even bother with it. And I thought, oh my, because this book was written with sort of a low-key start, but I didn't really get into the adventurous part until a little bit later. I thought, oh no, that might be one of his downsides. But anyway, he's young. I just trust other people will bear with me and get through the first few chapters.
Well, you lay it out so well. The book is My Calling, as I call it. How are you doing today? Are you still in the ICU?
Oh no, I retired. I've been retired for quite some time now. After I retired, we have a little Bible school, Bible college, and I taught in it for a few years until I got to where I physically couldn't do it anymore. So that's been my life since the retirement. But I worked in hospitals or hospital settings for 50 years, beginning when I was 18.
You know, I'm going to ask for a driver's license because you do not look this old. You can see the video portion of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and your enthusiasm, your passion for being out there and helping people led me to believe that, okay, she's out there doing, well, you're doing it now by what you're doing with the book, My Calling, as I call it, by Cleta Cranford, our guest on the program. We've got a couple minutes left here. Talk about what you hope the impact is. We've sort of talked about it in various times during the conversation, but when it's all said and done, what is it you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, like I say, I just hope that they will turn their life over to Jesus Christ, which is the best way to live. And he has all the answers that we need. All we have to do is ask him. And, you know, that sounds easy, but I sometimes struggle with things, and then I realize I can ask the Lord. And that's always such a, wow, why don't other people do it? I don't know. I guess it's part of our nature to think we can do it ourselves.
At what stage of your life did you realize, I'm not in this alone, there's help there if I ask for it? Were you a young child at that point or an adult?
I think I always knew from early years, I knew that the Lord was with me, and I would sing and dance and do things like that before him, just myself. But there came a time when I was 9 years old, when I felt like the Lord wanted me to commit to him. I knew him, but he wanted me to commit to him. And so at 9 years old, I committed my life to the Lord. Now, I haven't always lived for him like I should have, but he's always been there for me. He's never, never turned his back, always so faithful.
What was it like being able to go on the medical mission trips? I always have great admiration for people like you and others that do that. You're spreading a very important word, and you're giving these people maybe the only real medical attention they've ever had or will have for a number of years. What that had to be life-changing as well.
Well, I think that was the most interesting part of my life. I always wanted to go to Africa in the bush and work with the people who live there. And, oh, they were so beautiful. I fell in love with every one of them. They have harsh conditions to live in, and but their love for you, even before they know Jesus, they have a, like one time I was preaching to a group of tribal people, it's probably about 30, 40, I don't know, and they knew before we ever gave the gospel to them, they knew there was a God. Had never heard of him. And one of them said to one of our missionaries, when she told him about Jesus, they had been sacrificing their goats to a sun god. They did not realize that Jesus Christ had come and he was the perfect sacrifice. When our missionary told them of the story of Jesus, he said, well, where have you been all this time? They were thinking about all their goats they'd sacrificed.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they received it with the most simplistic ability to understand something like that. Such a joy. Such a joy.
So many great stories I'm sure you have. I loved hearing that one, and I'm sure you have others. So maybe that will be a book idea. See what I've done? I've just put you on the spot of writing another book there that you can talk about that and share those stories as well. It's been a pleasure, Cleta, to have you on the program. The book is remarkably well written. It's a life-changing book. It will you'll see what goes on in an ICU. You'll see the results of people's lives, the journey that they're on, and you'll be a little introspective as you read it as well, and you'll come out a better person for doing it. The book is My Calling, as I Call It, A Journey into the Life and Death Experiences of Patients in an ICU, Seen Through the Eyes of a Nurse. That nurse is Cleta Cranford, the author, and our guest on the program. Cleta, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on writing this book, the success of the book, and more importantly, shaping the lives of people, giving them some inspiration that's needed and pointing them in the right direction. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. And thank you, Rick. I appreciate this opportunity.
It has been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Cleta Cranford, the book My Calling, as I Call It. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ZooLinePress.com. And of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Cleta's page on Amazon and ZooLine and order the books there. We're back on today's program right after these messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.